Hello, this is Dr. Granite. People come to me all the time for marital advice and say, what is going on with my romantic life? So I tell them, do you have grout on your countertops? And they said, yes. I said, that's your problem. If you had beautiful countertops, she will love you forever. So here's what you do. You go to Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. Listen, love is grand, but divorce is 50 grand. This is how you save money. You go buy slabs. They have a buy one, get one free deal over there. They have three locations now. 447 North Main Street, 3850 Ramada, and our new location at 1101 Paso Robles Street. You know, I have saved 447 marriages so far. I could save your marriage today. So come on in. And I just want to say thank you to all our customers, all our repeat customers. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Ricky's Furniture Outlet next to Walmart in Paso Robles is having a huge sale now through Labor Day Monday, September 7th. Buy a sofa or love seat and get a free recliner. Buy a mattress over $16.99 and get a free adjustable base. Recliners for as low as $3.99. And don't miss the hot dogs and hamburgers on Labor Day. Ricky's open 7 days a week in the Walmart Shopping Center in Paso Robles. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, September 2nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles to hold public hearing for new cannabis fees. Expanded recreation access coming to Santa Margarita Lake. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, and lots more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The City of Paso Robles will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, September 15th, to consider the adoption of a resolution establishing user fees for cannabis regulatory activities and services. The city announced this public hearing yesterday, and the current proposed fee schedule and calculations are currently available online for public review. Members of the public will be afforded an opportunity to be able to discuss the fees, and copies of the staff report and resolution describing the proposed fees will be available prior to the city's meeting. The city says these fees will be charged to offset the cost of providing the services for cannabis regulatory activities, so that the cost is paid for by the organization receiving it and not the community as a whole. Construction for a segment on the Bob Jones Pathway project began yesterday, according to a release from County Public Works. The project will construct a multi-use pathway to improve access and safety for bicycle and pedestrian users between the Octagon Barn in San Luis Obispo and Clover Ridge Lane. A future segment will extend this portion to Ontario Road, providing contiguous access between San Luis Obispo and Avila Beach. SUSE Construction has been awarded the $10.5 million construction contract to perform the work, funded through a federal active transportation grant provided by the California Transportation Commission. It is anticipated the project will take 18 months for construction to finish. Segment 2 will be for a future contract. Governor Newsom signs bill to expand recreation access in Santa Margarita Lake. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
It's funny how the little things can make the biggest difference. Take hearing aid batteries. The batteries work just fine, but opening the package is another story. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only office in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385. 85 Hearing Aid Specialists.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Senator John Laird announced that Governor Newsom signed Senate Bill 1253 yesterday, which will expand recreational access at Santa Margarita Lake. Santa Margarita Lake currently allows fishing, boating, canoeing, and kayaking, but swimming and other activities involving direct contact with the water are prohibited. This is due to the reservoir status as a drinking water source. However, advances in water treatment and monitoring now make it possible to safely allow those activities, according to Senator Laird's release. The legislation will protect the reservoir's drinking water, but will allow swimming, paddleboarding, windsurfing, and other activities. The bill will go into effect January 1st, 2027. San Luis Obispo County will be required to report on recreational use and water quality impacts. The bill sunsets January 1st, 2032. The Plaskett Fire continues its growth, reaching nearly 29,000 acres as of yesterday evening. CAL FIRE says it remains active in steep, rugged terrain with heavy fuels and limited access, with significant growth continuing along the eastern portion into Fort Hunter Liggett. Crews continue strengthening control features along the northern perimeter, while suppression efforts also continue along the southern portion of the incident. Cooler temperatures and higher humidity are expected to provide more favorable conditions going forward. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Reds beat the Padres 4-3, the Pirates over the Giants 13-12, the Rangers beat the Athletics 8-5, the Cardinals over the Dodgers 13-8, the Yankees beat the Angels 7-3. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Cardinals, the Giants will go against the Pirates, the Angels will face the Yankees, the Athletics will go against the Rangers, the Padres will face the Reds. In California news, Monterey County officials found the body of an infant on Saturday next to a strawberry field. They're searching for the baby's mother and suspected father. Detectives believe the baby was born from a 14-year-old mother who gave birth to the baby on the side of the road before fleeing the scene. The teen is also suspected of murder, but they also believe she is a victim of sexual abuse by her own father, 38-year-old Sergio Galvez Perez. A federal judge has dismissed the U.S. Justice Department's lawsuit that challenges California's policies to allow transgender athletes to compete on sports teams that match their gender identity. The Justice Department alleged that California was violating Title IX, arguing that sports eligibility are based on biological sex and not gender identity. U.S. District Judge Cynthia Valenzuela said Title IX does no such thing, citing the Supreme Court ruling that schools may determine eligibility based on biological sex. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13.
Hi, everybody, from the Western Ag Network. I'm Russell Nimitz, and it's time for your Land and Livestock Report. Well, the USDA is rolling out a broad package of programs aimed at rebuilding America's beef cattle herd and strengthening our nation's cattle industry. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says that the new Ranchers First Initiative will support producers through several new and expanded programs. Now, a new beef retention and national development or brand endorsement would allow ranchers, they say, to ensure the economic value of keeping heifers as breeding stock for up to 2 years. USDA also plans to let ranchers use emergency conservation program funds on grassland conservation reserve program acres following devastating wildfires and other natural disasters. The department is expanding support as well for small and regional beef processors through guaranteed loans and even a new processor continuity effort. USDA also plans to prioritize American beef in federal purchasing and expand assistance for beginning and veteran farmers and ranchers. Secretary Rollins says that the initiative builds on USDA's ongoing efforts to rebuild the great American beef herd. Learn more at westernagnetwork.com.
Superior Livestock is back in Hudson Oaks, Texas, Thursday, September 3rd for the Labor Day video sale. More than 45,000 head of calves, yearlings, and bred stock fresh from ranches across the country sell live on superiorlivestock.com. See every lot in high-quality video, then register to bid online. It's fast, easy, and gives you access to the nation's largest cattle marketplace. And Labor Day doesn't end the action. Remember, Superior video auctions keep rolling every other Thursday through year-end. For complete sale schedule, visit superiorlivestock.com.
With EcoWorks EC from Helena, you can achieve consistent, superior performance from an organic pesticide. EcoWorks EC is a natural insecticide and miticide designed to improve sustainability and handling without compromising performance. It effectively controls a broad spectrum of insects and mites in a variety of crops and markets in both conventional and organic systems. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn more about EcoWorks EC. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
That's a look at your land and livestock report. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together. To PasoRobles.downtown.org.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399. Or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California citrus growers are navigating a complicated landscape of water shortages, labor concerns, trade uncertainty, invasive pests, pesticide regulations, rising costs, and increasing competition. Jacob Villagomez, Director of Governmental Affairs for California Citrus Mutual, discussed the issues affecting California citrus growers and industry's future in an interview. While technology has changed many aspects of citrus production, much of fresh market citrus remains dependent on hand labor. California does not have a mechanical harvesting system readily available for fresh market citrus. Water is one of the industry's greatest concerns as well. California's heat can stress citrus trees, leading to leaf curling, sunburn-related scarring, and sometimes causing the fruit to drop. The influx of Argentine lemons has also put a strain on California citrus growers. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows right around 50, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clouds tomorrow morning, then sunny for the afternoon, highs in the low 80s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies on Friday, sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, as well as Wednesday next week. Mid-70s Friday, low 80s Saturday and Sunday, upper 80s on Monday and Tuesday, 84 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Hi, I'm Lori, and I'm excited to introduce the new Paso Robles Travel Studio, a place where travel planning is personal again. From the trip you've been dreaming about to the getaway you didn't know you needed, let's plan something extraordinary. Call me at 805-257-5900, the Paso Robles Travel Studio, a place where travel planning is personal again. 805-257-5900.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Job growth by private employers slowed last month. There were 38,000 new private sector jobs in August in the National Employment Report from payroll processing company ADP. It's fewer than in July, the slowest pace of job creation since January, and weaker job growth than expected. Base pay rose 3.2% from a year ago, though ADP says pay growth has been slowing for the past 4 years. Brent crude, the global benchmark for oil, topped $95 a barrel this morning. Chevron says it will double oil production in Venezuela. It has an agreement with the country and will invest more than $7 billion over the next 5 years. Interest rates on government bonds are higher today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Amanda Klutz, and I'm a widow. You enter a different reality when you lose your husband, especially as a parent. Life insurance doesn't fix it, but it helps. With Ethos, you can get covered in minutes. No medical exams, up to $3 million in coverage, and it's all online.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time span on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice.
What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Okay, a little baseball update. Dylan Beavers, Paso Robles native. The Orioles lost to the Rockies 4-2, and Dylan went 1-4-4. Got a hit. And then Brooks Lee, his Minnesota Twins pounded the Tigers 15-2. Now, Brooks didn't get a hit, but he did get an RBI, I'm assuming from a sacrifice fly, something like that. All right. Okay, well, let's see. What do we? Oh, we got an email. I love it. Males and women's sports. Can you tell me how people don't think this is wrong? When I was younger, some days I thought I was Superman, but I wasn't. Well, I guess from time to time we all feel a little bit bulletproof and realize either through failure or just the experience of the failure when you thought you were Superman and realized that you weren't, depending on what you were doing and maybe even your age. I can't explain it. I simply cannot explain it or understand it. Wrong is wrong. Wrong is wrong. All right, let's see here. I got an email was left over from yesterday because we got into this dog. Chris, do you remember how we got into the dog conversation yesterday?
What dog conversation? Oh, I think somebody called up about it, maybe. I remember there was a phone call involved.
Right, and then...
Something about a pit bull.
Right, and then because it was from that terrible story, I think it stemmed from that terrible story about the baby donkey that was shot by a police officer in Georgia in its own yard, and it may have led from there, but it said, because, you know, people do defend their dogs. It says here, pit bulls are a dangerous breed regardless of how they were raised. I don't know enough about any dogs to know anything about that, because as I said yesterday, a lady called in as well, that I've never owned one. Well, I shouldn't say that. I inherited one when Linda and I got together. Let me see here. Any dog breed is capable of snapping and biting somebody. The issue is a Chihuahua isn't going to kill you with its bite. A large dog could kill a child. Okay, that's easy to figure out. And again, statistically, most cited pit bulls account for the majority of severe and fatal bites incidents in the United States, largely due to their strong bite and historically breeding. Rottweilers, large and powerful working dogs, rank second in fatal attack statistics over long-term studies. German Shepherds, loyal guard dogs that can show aggression towards strangers if not properly socialized. Then it has the Siberian Huskies and the Alaskan Malamutes, strong dogs with a huge natural prey drive that may react aggressively if provoked. Anything I have read, though, about dogs, any breed, is to socialize them right away. Now, I don't know what instinctive behaviors or something, because they are animals. Just like we are animals, certain things tick us off and we go berserk. So I don't know enough. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. My pit bull will let you in the house, show you where the guns are, the cash, and the ammo.
So it's a, I'm having fun with you here, sir. So it is would it be considered a coward of the pit bulls because it's so nice?
Sure, why not? I've had pit bulls for 40 years. I've never had a mean one. So I don't know what some people think. Yeah, if they get a little ticked off and bite you, I'm sure they'll bite you more than a Chihuahua. I don't know. I've been hurt worse by a poodle than I have been a pit bull.
Okay, now you've read and seen all the stories. You probably even see some people walking down the street with their pit bull and. I know personally, I raise eyebrows based on the look of the owner.
Yeah, and usually your thought process right there is generally true on how some people raise their dogs. And I say that could be any dog, you know. But an abused animal is going to react different than a well-taken-care-of animal, any breed.
So, okay, since you've had dogs, it sounds like most of your life, that from what I read is the it's extremely important to socialize them with other people right away.
Yeah, that and dogs, because if you don't socialize a pit bull with other dogs, they can be a handful at that point, because they can be kind of grumpy with other, with other dogs. And I'm sure you heard this, a lot of people probably don't know it, that the pit bull is actually bred, it's called a nanny dog. It actually started out the English Staffordshire Bull Terrier. They're a nanny dog. Royalty had them to take care of their kids, because they're very loyal, trustworthy dogs.
Okay, have you had other breeds over the years?
Yeah, I've got a border collie, which is dumber than a box of rocks.
But they're nice dogs, right?
Oh, he's a sweetheart, but he's just goofy and dumb.
Okay, it's like an Irish setter. They're pretty, but I heard they're stupid.
Yeah, I've had Queenslands. I've had, Queenslands can be, they're grumpy too. I think a Queensland is more aggressive than a pit bull.
Okay, so again, I'm guessing here are certain breeds, like humans, don't their natural tendencies or whatever come out from time to time unprovoked? Are you there?
Gosh, I'm here. I'm trying to think of the proper way to go about this one. An idiot's an idiot. I don't care if you're black, white, Chinese, whatever. And the tendency is if you're an idiot, that being an idiot's going to come out.
Well, what I'm getting at is that are some dogs more prevalent, unprovoked, to be vicious or, get aggressive?
I don't think so. In my opinion, I don't think so.
Okay, but then there's no, I shouldn't say never, because things happen, that an instance where, any one of your dogs just for no reason became aggressive, and I'm not talking about playful, I'm talking about aggressive.
I've never, I can't answer that because I've never had that happen with one of my dogs.
Okay.
I've never been, in a situation where I've seen that. So, that I can't answer. If I don't know, I can't,
All right.
But, I can imagine, if certain dogs have different traits, yeah. And so there's different, tendencies of, their trait can come out. But I've never had that situation, with any of my pit bulls or anything.
So,
Now I've got a pit bull, and she's older. I've had her, she's going on 15, I think, something like that. And she's just a lover and happy and likes to go to the cow, play with the cow, or go to the cow. She's a better cow dog than our border collie, believe it or not. Hmm. But,
so if, there would be no hesitation for you if a young couple and they were having kids, you would have no hesitation saying, pit bull would be okay.
If you've raised that pit bull and you know that pit bull, yeah. I would have no fear with a well-mannered, a well-raised pit bull around kids.
Okay. I don't know if there's ever. I sometimes wonder why people pick certain. In this case, dogs out. If you are, again, I know you've had really good luck, but if all the negative publicity in the last X amount of years regarding pit bulls and their history, and just their nature, I often wonder why somebody would pick an animal like that.
Well, some people it's status. Look at me, look what I have. And, the old saying is the dog turns out like their owner. If their owner is a jerk, your dogs would be a jerk.
Ah.
Most likely.
Oh. Well, that may have something to do with kids, too, right?
Yep.
Yep. All right, sir. I appreciate the help this morning.
All right. You guys have a great day.
All right. Take care. On the email, Kevin, the first words out of my homeowner's insurance agents were, do you have a pit bull or a trampoline? If no, no insurance. I had forgotten about the, I didn't know about the trampoline, but I forgot about the dog. And I don't know if that is in certain states regarding the ownership of certain animals. Hmm. And I guess if you were to lie to them, that you would end up getting caught in something like that. Let's see here. German Shepherd on the text. The school superintendent and her husband own one that is not socialized. When it was loose in the neighborhood, threatened three different neighbors and was reported to the county animal protective services. Their fences had failed. The fences were repaired, but the dog continued to bark and lunge against the fence. I don't know which school superintendent you are referring to, but I am assuming here it's in the county. well, the barking thing. Now, here is what's, I don't know if it's interesting or not. Okay, so. Now, the previous caller mentioned that, you know, the dog, the owners, whether the jerks, good owners, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Chris, I'm going to ask you this question. It's not part of your daily thing here, but just jump in on this for the heck of it.
All right.
Okay. What percentage of dog owners think they are responsible as dog owners?
80%, 85%.
Really?
I estimate that a lot of people think that they are responsible dog owners, yes.
Okay, you're way low.
Ho,
96% of dog owners consider themselves responsible. I don't know who would answer a survey saying I'm not responsible, number one. But anyway, however, this is interesting. Widespread concerns. A large majority of people, around 86%, think that their problems and other issues with dogs are because of their owners. So you have 96 that are just absolutely Eagle Scouts, according to themselves, and 86% of the public disagree. So where is it? I don't. That's amazing because there's more dogs than cats in the United States. I'm pretty sure of that. So a large percentage of people in the United States, you know, have dogs, but we have this that the problems with them, which become because they'll say, well, it's not the dog's fault, it's the owner's. Okay, you go with that. Which, by the way, all right, Chris, you're involved in this again.
Another trivia question?
Not a question. This is just in general. I recently had a conversation with somebody, and remember when the popularity of service dogs or emotional support animals came to being in the laws in California and this and that and so forth and so on? And a lot of it for the service dogs is a bunch of hooey. And for those of you that legitimately use and need service dogs, this is not about you. But we know that there has been all kinds of fraud with the service dogs. So, and I can't remember what the exact laws are in California regarding bringing dogs into restaurants. I can't keep up with all this. However, if you are in a restaurant and a so-called person comes in with so-called service dog, do you think it would be okay after the person that needs the service dog or the emotional support dog, it would be okay for the dog to lick the plate in the restaurant, right there among everybody else? Chris, what do you think?
As long as it gets washed thoroughly afterwards.
okay? Would you, if you saw this at a restaurant, you'd be okay with it as long as they, what, you know, of course they're going to clean the plates. But if you knew that this is what people were doing, and I'm not saying the owners, the owners probably wouldn't allow it.
Well, yeah. I mean, dog owners probably get their hands licked all the time. Am I going to refuse to shake the hand of a dog owner because of it?
Well, I was thinking about it yesterday when I went home, and I thought, I like to have raisin brands once in a while in the morning in a bowl. I don't know if I would rinse out Pistol or Lou's cat dish, clean it, and put my raisin brands in it.
Okay.
Now, you could say, well, you cleaned it. I still wouldn't do it because, I don't know, it's kind of disgusting to me, but I don't know how many people. If you're okay with it, then I suggest you do that at home. Take the dog dish away, rinse it out, and put your cereal in it. And as I said yesterday, bon appetit.
Well, there's also a massive difference between a dog going into a restaurant once, licking a plate once, and prolonged use of a pet's bowl.
Well, you're cleaning it.
Well, still, there's a difference. A dog licks a plate once, you can clean it and probably be fine. If a pet uses, you know, a bowl for years.
Well, I'm saying if you knew that this happened at a particular establishment.
What, for like years on end?
Well, would it make you think that, well, this is probably not a one-time experience?
No. Okay. This is such a weirdly hyper-specific question. This is like getting so much in the weeds, like, okay, sure, you've made your point.
Well, this is something that happened.
Yeah? It happened frequently at a restaurant that you knew or something?
I don't know to the degree that it happened. But if people thought that was going on at a particular location, what would their thoughts be? Well, they clean the plates, no big deal. The other is, what would the law say? The health department. I mean, they get on these people in the restaurants for dropping forks, for crying out loud. So what would the rules be? Or just the interior, you see it and you go, oh my gosh, I don't want to look at this. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, if it's okay if I want to change the subject to something you were talking about last week.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay, well, it's about cameras. One time when my wife and I were in Ireland with a guide, we went pulled into a parking lot of a restaurant, and my wife got out and started to take a picture of the restaurant, and there were cars in the way, and this lady ran out of the restaurant and started screaming at her and said, "Don't take a picture of my car!" And anyway, I think the lady was screaming either in witness protection or where she shouldn't be. But anyway, what I told the lady is a camera is nothing but an extension of your own eyes. So anytime you look at something, you're taking a picture of it. Also, if you're worried about in your home, if you have flies or moths in your house, they're taking a picture of you. And they may not go anywhere with it or do anything, but it's almost impossible anywhere to get away from cameras or people looking at you.
So you would like a flock camera in your house?
I wouldn't care because I already know that pictures are being taken. And a flock camera is nothing but whatever happens goes wrong. It's not the camera that does the problem. It's the people using it.
So you would then trust the people using it, so you wouldn't mind having it in your house?
Well, I wouldn't want law enforcement to have it. That's true. But I was at the Republican headquarters the other day, and I was talking about this, and it's in a mall. And even if you got rid of the flock cameras, the malls and these places have their own private cameras. And somebody said, well, there's three cameras out in the parking lot. They're not flock cameras, as far as I know. They're just private cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Costco, we were down there, and somebody the night before had gotten killed in the parking lot. and they have cameras all over the place.
Okay, so you're good. You're good with the cameras on the streets and in the malls and all those places, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because once you're out in public, you're out in public.
Okay. And, so, well, again, this is a hypothetical question. Beside the fact that, you know, we're told it's for, you know, safety and all these nice things and so forth. So this is the, and I don't know if you heard this, but this would be the third time. So you would be okay that if you're driving down Spring Street and we have these cameras for safety, that you're going 2 miles over the speed limit. You're doing 27 on Spring Street. Next thing you know, you get a little something in the mail saying, bingo, you've been fined for speeding.
Well, what I would do then is say, okay, you have a right to face your accusers. And so I want a trial.
Okay, so again, this is hypothetical.
You're
so,
right.
So
right.
You would not be the only person that would have this issue come up. So right. Now you have, I don't know, maybe 20, 25 people a day, more than that probably on Spring Street, that go more than 25 miles an hour.
Sure, yeah.
So all these people are assumed guilty, and we're going to have all these trials. How do you think that would work out?
Well, I think they quit doing it because it would clog up the judicial system to the point.
No, I think the opposite. I think some people would just pay it because they don't want to hassle with it.
Well, that's their decision, but you know. But like I say, I'm not in favor of law enforcement having cameras in my house. What happens on the street? That you know, you're out in public now.
What would you do if somebody came up to you? You're walking down the street, you know, nice little day and stuff like that.
Right.
And somebody just for the heck of it, they come up to you and say, I'd like to take a picture of you. You would be okay with that probably, right?
Well, here's what I would say to him. You already did because you're looking at me.
Okay. I'm not going to play this semantic stuff here. I'm just asking a basic question. You'd be okay with it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we take it.
All right, now suppose you said, I'd rather you not, in a very polite way, and they did anyway.
I wouldn't do anything.
Okay.
I wouldn't do anything.
Okay.
I mean, take their picture.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad. Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm glad you called in and changed the subject, sir. Enjoy your day.
Okay, you too. Thanks. Bye.
All right, smile, you're on Candid Camera. We're heading this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. City of Paso Robles will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, September 15th, to consider the adoption of a resolution establishing user fees for cannabis regulatory activities and services. These fees will be charged to offset the cost provided for the services for cannabis regulatory activities, paid for by the organization receiving the service. Senator John Laird announced that Governor Newsom signed Senate Bill 1253 yesterday, which will expand recreation access at Santa Margarita Lake. Swimming and other activities involving direct contact with the water are currently prohibited. This is due to the reservoir's status as drinking water. Advances in water treatment will now make it possible to safely allow these activities. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Sue Guzman. U.S. completing a new round of attacks against Iran in retaliation for Iran's attacks on American military bases in Jordan. Fox's Peter Ducey.
Explosions have been reported near the Strait of Hormuz in Bandar Abbas and Keshem Island. As President Trump explains, if the failed nation of Iran retaliates for this very justified attack, they will be hit again at a much harder and higher level.
President Trump says all American personnel are safe and accounted for. Jury duty resuming deliberations this morning in the trial of a Massachusetts mother, Lindsay Clancy, who's charged with killing her three young children. Fox's Grinnell Scott.
The nine women and three men deciding the fate of Lindsay Clancy at one point Tuesday told Judge William Sullivan they could not agree on the Massachusetts mom's level of guilt.
America's listening to Fox News.
As summer fades into fall and the sun dips lower in the sky, that pesky glare can become a real nuisance during your commute. But don't worry, Michael's Optical has you covered. Right now, save a fantastic 25% on select sunglass frames, both prescription and non-prescription, so you can stay stylish and protected. And that's not all. Until the end of September, enjoy a whopping 30% off a prescription polarized lens upgrade with frames for all ages. And cutting-edge high-definition lens technology. Michael's Optical ensures you see clearly while protecting your eyes year-round. Plus, we're open on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Proudly serving the Central Coast for over 47 years, Michael's Optical is dedicated to your eye care needs. Visit us today. Your eyes will thank you.
Look at us, look at us.
All righty. Excuse me. It's 9 minutes away from seven, time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Another win for those red-hot Phillies. They flattened the Diamondbacks 7-1 for their sixth in a row. Bryce Harper reached base five times. White Sox whipped the Astros 5-1, while the Rangers beat the A's 8-5 to move within a game of Houston at the top of the AL West. Brandon Nimmo had four hits and five RBI. Mariners snapped a five-game skid with a 9-6 win over the Red Sox. Lazaro Montez walked, singled, and homered in his big league debut. Well done, mate. Another player benefiting from the expanded September rosters, Yohandy Morales had three hits and went deep in his first game in the show to help the Nationals bounce the Braves 9-5. TJ Rumfield's tie-breaking two-run shot in the seventh lifted the Rockies over the Orioles 4-2. Colorado had lost five in a row and 10 straight at home. Back-to-back jacks in the first inning by Spencer Jones and Jazz Chisholm Jr. boosted the Yankees past the Angels 7-3, but halo hopes are high. Artie Moreno is selling the club to Stan Kroenke, who already owns the LA Rams, the Denver Nuggets, the Colorado Avalanche, Premier League champion Arsenal, and a lemonade stand just off I-95 in Miami. That's where he gets the big money. Cardinals hit five homers in a 13-8 victory over the Dodgers. They're getting ready for football season in Pittsburgh. The Pirates got by the Giants 13-12. Twins hung a 10 spot in the sixth and trounced the Tigers 15-2. Ryan Jeffers and Royce Lewis each with a three-run blast.
Wow, that's the word. You're just like, wow, okay, another hit.
Brewers powered past the Cubs, red shaded the Padres, Rays dropped the Mets, Marlins doubled up the Royals, and the Guardians got 13 strikeouts from Gavin Williams and battered the Blue Jays. At the U.S. Open last night, a close call for number one Alexander Zverev. He had to battle back from down 2-1 to get past Italy's Lorenzo Sonego in 5 sets. Straight set wins for Americans Taylor Fritz and Coco Gauff. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th in Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Sunny today, highs in the low 80s, couple of clouds, mostly clear, lows in the low to mid 50s, and some clouds tomorrow morning, then low 80s. We know how that thing goes. All right, as we head out to Friday, mid to upper 70s, low 80s Saturday and Sunday, mid 80s for your Labor Day Monday, upper 80s Tuesday, and low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down, 6:37 a.m., 7:30 p.m., we're at 46 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical and Atascadero. Moving gently along here on The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero. They are your countywide approved concealed carry training team. Checking in to see what animals are out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, and that's home sweet home. Ain't no doubt about it. All right. All right, Chris, here we go. Another one. You're busy this morning.
Indeed I am. I haven't been doing too well on these recently, so let's hope I can turn that around.
Well, I don't know. I made the trivia question easier, but I don't know about this.
Okay, there are 3 million total lakes in the world.
Wow.
60% of them are where?
Africa.
Yeah, I was going to say not counting the Lake of America. So I'll give you another shot. 60% of the 3 million lakes are where? Not Africa.
Okay, so wait. Are we going with like a continent, a country, or what?
Well, they ain't in Paso Robles, that's for sure.
Because my next guess is just going to be Asia.
Nope. It's where the Canadian geese or Donald Duck are from. Canada.
Really?
Yep. How about that?
Fair enough, then.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-12, Monday through Thursdays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. At 4.5 minutes away, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course out there yonder at the airport, One Niner Diner. Qualifying for a gift certificate, contest rules do apply, and they are on file. All right, yesterday was a little difficult, so I've made it easier today to catch up. Who was the youngest person to ever become president of the United States of America? Youngest person to become president of the United States of America. All right. 238-5775. Let your fingers do the walking. Who do you think it is? The youngest person to be president of the United States. As people did their, not let their fingers do the walking, they were doing whatever. Fingers do the typing. They typed in and got their computer up, and now they have the answer. Hi, good morning.
No computer, John Kennedy.
No, not John Kennedy. Not John Kennedy. Surprise, I bet most people would answer it that John Kennedy. There is a little hitch here. Hi, good morning.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Yes, he took office after the assassination of William McKinley. Kennedy was the youngest elected to take. Yeah, so. All right, sir. May I have your name, please?
Bob Anderson.
Bob Anderson. All right, Mr. Bob. Well, thank you very much, and you enjoy your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, let's see here. JFK, he won the election in 1960 and took office in 61, the youngest man ever elected. Theodore, 42. He took office in 1901 after the assassination of William McKinley. He was obviously not elected. All right. We've only had one president lived to be 100 years old, and that would be Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, who passed away just a few years ago. Obama became president when he was 47. And let's see here. They don't have, I had this other thing here about the youngest, and I'm not talking about the Pope. But anyway, so there you go. It was, something in Carry a Big Stick Guy. FDR, Teddy Roosevelt.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The Plaskett Fire continues its growth, reaching nearly 29,000 acres as of yesterday evening. CAL FIRE says it remains active in steep, rugged terrain with heavy fuels and limited access, with significant growth continuing along the eastern portion towards Fort Hunter Liggett. Construction for a segment on the Bob Jones Pathway project began yesterday from the Octagon Barn to Clover Ridge Lane. A future segment will expand this portion to Ontario Road, providing continuous access between San Luis Obispo and Avila Beach. This first segment will take 18 months of construction to finish. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
And our current president is Donald Trump. He is 80, and he was the oldest at inauguration at 78 back in 25. I think. How could he be 80? Oh. All right, anyway. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. I'm out of here.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.